A couple weeks ago, my cousin invited me to play basketball with him and some of his friends. And as we got to the gym where we were playing, I watched on some of the other courts some of the little kids out there, and they just ran out on the court and started playing basketball. And, you know, I hadn't played a real game of basketball probably since the previous year or the year before. And I was thinking about how I used to be like those little kids. I used to run out on the court as soon as I got in the gym and start shooting. But what happened last week when I was playing was I didn't really touch the basketball for about 10 minutes because I needed to stretch, right? The older we get, the more stretching it takes before we're ready to transition from sitting on the couch and watching football games to actually playing a game of basketball. And so I spent about 10 to 15 minutes just stretching out just in case of what might happen if I didn't. Now, many of us are aware of our need for physical transition, the need to stretch or to get ready or to warm up before our bodies transition from one activity or lack of activity to another. But we might be less aware of sometimes of our need to mentally and emotionally and spiritually transition from one part of our life to the next. Our minds and our spirits don't always make that transition easily from one activity to another. And so we need to practice that process of transition, preparation, and stretching. Now this winter, up until the time of Lent, we're going to spend just talking about some of the things that we do in worship. That's what this series is called, That Thing We Do, Worship. And the first thing we do when we come to worship is the prelude. And the prelude is that time of preparation. It's that time of stretching ourselves, transitioning mentally and emotionally and spiritually to the task of worship that we do in community. Now, hopefully we don't end our worship in just our time together on Sunday morning, but it is a different kind of thing we do together as we gather together on Sunday mornings or on Christmas Eve or whenever we do that and participate in this event of worship. And when we do that, the prelude or any of the pre-service activity we do is really to prepare us for that task of worshiping together. It's a reminder for us to be present in the presence of God. In the prelude, we stretch out the muscles of our minds and hearts by setting them on, I think, four realities that counter four of the problems that we have in coming to worship and actually getting the most and being present in worship. And those are the four realities that we're going to look at this morning. And I think they're the ones expressed in our scripture readings. The first reality that we stretch out into, that we prepare our minds for as we come to worship, is that we are in a world where God is king. We're in a world where God is king. Living our lives throughout the week, it can be easy to forget that. Whether it's because of all of our responsibilities, all the things we have to do, all the things we're in control of, or whether it's because of feelings of being out of control, that there are so many things that other people are in control of, it can be easy for us to forget that God is in control, that God is king in this world we're living in. And that's how the psalmist begins Psalm 46. He says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. All of these things that can cause us to feel out of control, the shaking and the shifting world we live in, is contrasted to God's power and His provision and protection and His consistency. God is our refuge and strength. We live in a world where God is king. And that counters the first problem I think we have when we come to worship. Sometimes when we come together on Sunday morning, it's maybe the first time we've stopped all week, and so our minds start racing to all of these other things. Have you ever experienced that on Sunday morning? You're thinking, did I leave the iron on? Did I do this? What about this project I have to do for work tomorrow? What am I going to say in this meeting? What do I have to do the rest of the day? Our minds can start racing to all of these other things in our lives. And all of these things, as much as they take over our minds, it's our mind's way of saying, I want to stay in control. as much as we're thinking about these things and trying to solve all of our problems, we are continuing to be in control of our lives. And the prelude is a time to be still and know that God is God. To know that we are in a world where God is the king, where he is in control. Now that doesn't mean we check our lives at the door. Okay? We don't want to separate completely worship from the rest of our lives. Hopefully what we do here has some relevance to the rest of our lives. But what it does mean is that when we come here, we take those problems, we take those things on our mind, and say, yes, now is the time to remember that God is king and to hand those over to him. To focus on the task of worship. To come here and listen and worship and praise. To encounter God. And hopefully, by stopping those things from racing through our minds and focusing on God, when we go back to our lives, we have a new perspective on those problems, a new perspective on those needs. We need to, though, say, God is king. And that is something we have a chance to do during the prelude, as Kevin plays or as the choir sings or whatever we do before the service, to say, yes, God is in control. The second reality that we need to set our minds on to transition into this task of worship is that we are with people whom God has called. God calls us into a community of faith. Faith is not just a private individual thing. It is a community thing. The word for church in the New Testament is ekklesia. And ekklesia was a word that was used just for gatherings of all kinds. Meetings. The church is a place where we meet and gather together with other people with whom we share something important. It's a time to be with the people of God and to celebrate with them. In verse 4 of Psalm 46, the psalmist talks about a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. It says, God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the mornings dawn. In verse 7, it says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This image of a city is an image of community, of a place where God is with his people. The second problem we face in transitioning into worship on Sunday morning is that we have this call in our lives to be in the world, but not of the world. Those are Jesus' words in John 17. In other words, we live in the world. We live among people that we don't agree with in our beliefs, that lived completely different lives than us, and that's okay. Jesus says, you're the light of the world, you're the salt of the earth, and we need to be living in the world. But as we live in the world, it is easy to be pushed and pulled and prodded in all kinds of different directions. During the week, we experience sometimes the joy of being a light up to the world, and other times we experience the struggles of that task. And on Sunday morning, we come together, or other times during the week, we come together to greet each other and to encourage each other and to say, yes, we share these same joys. We share these same struggles. Let's be together and worship and encourage one another. So the prelude and the pre-service time is not just the time to be silent. It's a time to shake each other's hands, give each other hugs, maybe talk about what went on during the week and say, yes, it is good to be together. It is good to, where our light may have been dimming in the world, to come back together and be refreshed in the presence of God along with his people. Ideally, this is a place where we can go deeper with each other, where we sing with each other, where we pray with each other, where we are honest with each other, and where we become a community where God's love is dwelling and his light is shining. And so we can use that time of prelude or pre-service activity to greet each other and be encouraged by the fact that we are again with the people of God in his community. And maybe if we have visitors or other people, we have a chance to reflect that community to them, to help them feel welcomed into this community. The prelude and the pre-service is a time where we remember that we are with people whom God has called. Third, we are in a world where God is involved. Psalm 46, verse 8, it says, come, behold the works of the Lord. And that is what we do during worship. Behold the works of the Lord. That's what worship is about. It's immersing ourselves in the story of God. And so we look into the scriptures and we sing songs and we talk about the ways God has worked in the past, about his creation of the world and how he called Israel as a people to himself. And then as he came to us in Jesus and calls the church into being, we talk about how God has been involved in the world. And we talk about how God continues to be involved in the world as he comes into our life, into our lives, as he changes us, as he invites us into his story. Worship is a time to immerse in the story of God, in the story of God's involvement in this world we live in. The third problem we face in transitioning into worship is that we rush into worship like we rush into all the other events of our lives, to and from. And during the prelude, it's a time to have stillness, to know that God is God. Verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." We need to remember that. The prelude is a time for us to stop and to immerse in the story of God. Not just trying to check worship off the list for the week, like so many of our other activities, but to come and be here immersed in God's story. See, when we rush into worship at the last minute and rush out as soon as we get done, that's like saying, "God, I want you to be on my schedule. You come and meet me here in this 50 minutes or 55 minutes or hour." And that's what we do, how we spend most of our lives, one thing to another, trying to fit everything into our schedule. In the prelude, we have to remember, we don't want God on our schedule. We need to be on God's schedule. The prelude is a moment to offer ourselves to God, to say, "I'm on your time. I want to be immersed in your story. I want to be where you are and where you are moving." The prelude is a time to remember the fact that we are living in a world where God is involved. And finally, we are in a life where God is necessary. We looked at Mark 1. Verses 9 through 13. I think Mark 1, 9 through 13 is kind of the prelude to Jesus' ministry, where he comes and he's baptized and God says, "This is my son, whom I love." And then he goes out into the wilderness. And we sometimes may think that Jesus going out in the wilderness was a time of weakness for him. I think it was actually a time of him growing stronger. It was a time of preparation for Jesus for the rest of his ministry, where Jesus said, "This ministry needs to be fueled by my relationship with the Father. This ministry needs to be focused on the purpose that I came here for." I think Jesus' time in the wilderness was a prelude, a time of preparation for his ministry. And we can learn from Jesus this practice of preparation. The fourth problem we have when we come into worship and transition into our time of worship is that we have a tendency to want to do life and do church even without God. You know, this holiday season, we did a lot of shopping for gifts, like I'm sure many of you did. And I realized that I have a tendency to go into a store with Lauren, and she'll kind of be on my back hip, you know, right behind me. I go into that store and I say, "Okay, this is what we need." And I go right to that section. We need a CD, I go to the CD section. We need a shirt, I go to the shirt section. And I get to that section sometimes and I say, "Look, I got it. I've got what we came here for." And I turn around and Lauren's not there. And I say, "I've lost her again." No. But what happens is that we go into the store and Lauren is just looking for more ideas. And maybe she got interested in something else during that time, came up with some new idea or saw something else that she thought would be a good gift. And I've just gone ahead and gone on my own task and project and forgotten about her. And sometimes that is how we live the Christian life. Sometimes we say, "I have my projects. I have this thing I'm supposed to do. I have this task of worship on Sunday morning. I have this task of service." And we forget to look around and say, "Is God here with me? Or maybe God is interested in something else. Maybe God is calling me somewhere else." And the prelude is a time to stop and say, if worship is going to have any meaning for my life or for this community, if my projects and service and things I do during the week are going to have any meaning for my life or for the other people I'm involved with, I need God to be here. God is necessary for this life. And we need to have those moments where we acknowledge that and say, God, if I'm going to worship this morning, I want to worship with you, for you, to you. I want you to hear our prayers and hear our songs. I don't want to just go about this task of worship on my own. Prelude is a chance to stop and remember that we need God to be with us. One of the things I think we're going to see, I hope we'll see, as we go through the next few weeks and talking about these different parts of worship, is that worship is really like practice for the rest of our lives. The things we do in worship on Sunday morning are the things that hopefully we're doing more and more in our lives during the week. As we praise God here on Sunday morning, hopefully we're finding opportunities to praise God during the week. As we practice generosity in our offerings on Sunday morning, hopefully that's practice for practicing generosity and being generous people during the week. As we come here and listen to God in His Scripture and in the sermon, hopefully, and all of these things we do, hopefully that's time and training to listen to God and be aware of God during the week. And the prelude is the same. The prelude recognizes that preparation, we need a time of preparation on Sunday morning, and we need times of preparation during the week. Instead of running back and forth from thing to thing, we need to take time to stop, not just before the service on Sunday, but throughout the week, to stop and say, is God here? Where is God? And how can I live with Him? Worship is a time to celebrate the gospel, the good news of God. It's a time to come here together and to say that we have a God who created us. We have a God who loves us. We have a God who came to be with us in Jesus, and a God who came and He would even sacrifice His life for us so that we could have a relationship with God, so that we could be with this God who is so necessary to our lives. And we have a God that comes into our lives through the Spirit and changes us and allows us to become the people that He created us to be. That's what we do on Sunday morning. We celebrate the gospel. And celebrating the gospel together requires our full attention. We come here to soak in the gospel, to say, I need more of this good news to be pouring out into my life. And soaking in the gospel requires our full attention. Without preparation, a moment to stop, our minds and hearts and spirits have trouble transitioning from a world of rushing around to a world of worship with God's community. The danger that we face if we don't really practice preparation, if we don't really practice and put to good use the time of before service and prelude, the danger we face is that the rest of our lives would influence our worship more than our worship would influence the rest of our lives. We need to take that moment to say, God, You are here. You are God. You are King. You've called us into a community. You're involved in this world, and You are necessary for my life. And then we can get to the task of celebrating the gospel. And so this morning, I want to make two suggestions for you, and these coincide with the two reflection questions in your sermon notes in the bulletin. I want to suggest and invite you to use the prelude not as a chance to transition from worshiping Kevin and his musical skills to worshiping God, but as a time to transition into worshiping this God who is King, this God who wants to be involved in your life. Take that time and use it to prepare you for worship. And second, I invite you to consider where else in your life you may need that practice of preparation. Where in your daily life or in your weekly life do you need to stop and say, if I'm really going to get the most and be the most in this event or this activity, I need to just take a moment and remember that God is my God and that I am the light. I am a light to the world. Where in your life do you need that practice of preparation? And I guarantee that if you take that moment on Sunday morning or throughout the week, whatever event follows, whether it be worship or serving or meeting or working, whatever event that follows will be far more meaningful for you, and you will be far more valuable to the people around you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you sometimes for the chance to stop and the chance to rest in your good news, the chance to rest in your Godhood and to know that you are King and that you are involved because you love us. Lord, help us and move us and remind us to take that time to prepare our hearts and our spirits and our emotions to transition to whatever task you have for us. And I pray, Lord, that we would not be so caught up in our schedules that we would forget to look for you and follow you and go wherever you are going before us. Help us to remember your presence, to be filled with your Spirit, and to rejoice in all that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.